And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Tell me the research that you did, Mr. Green.
Well, the research that we did, Phil, is based on the fact that women are not into politics the way men are. So that when 9/11 happened and women saw the World Trade Center come down, they made a subconscious connection, and this is interesting in the way that things happen. They made a subconscious connection between the falling of the World Trade Center and what would happen with advancing age to their breasts. Now
this is based on the fact that women are not into politics, so they interpret events differently from men?
Right. We took this research and put it into a commercial focus group, and along with our product manager, Larry Morgan, we came up with a product that capitalizes on women's non-political orientation and their tendency to worry about, you know, how they look, especially after 9/11. So we came up with a specially engineered and wired brassiere that we called the Twin Towers. It was simply a bra that was designed to give more lift and form and maintain shape. Big deal, all right? And we set up a booth at the New York Independent Trade Conference at Madison Square Garden.
All right, and you were dressed as firemen in this booth?
Right, that's to give women the connection. We had a sign on the front of the booth that said, "Don't let what happened to the World Trade Center happen to your breasts." This isn't something that we came up with on our own. This is based upon research that we did that women...
So to be absolutely clear, when women saw the World Trade Center fall, they made a subconscious connection between that and the way their body sags.
That's correct.
Right. You admitted later that in retrospect that might have been badly put. Putting a sign on the front of that booth that said "Don't let what happened to the World Trade Center happen to your breasts."
Well, in retrospect, I would agree, but I don't think it merited what happened to us later. And let me tell you what is offensive. And what is offensive is what can happen to a woman's breast after the age of 40. This started for me after my first marriage, you know, fell apart, and I was dating again. And I took a young lady to Hawaii because I had seen her out here in Manhattan Beach, and she was very lovely. So we went to Hawaii and we were intimate. When she took her top off, it was not what I expected. She had breasts that were.
All right, so they were sagging or something.
Yes, sir. And any man at the sight of this would have difficult time doing. You know what, so...
All right, but this is beside the point. On July 31st, you were at this trade show in a booth selling this new brassiere you call the Twin Towers, wearing firefighter uniforms, and an altercation began between you and a Mr. Jerry Neaton of Staten Island. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I suffered a dislocated shoulder, face lacerations, a dislodged cornea, bruising. I was also attacked with a knife. I had the top of my finger cut off. And this is what happens when businessmen try to do business.
All right, but you understand why this happened. This was a man who was extremely offended by the sign equating the trade center going down with the sagging of a woman's breasts during, later stages of life.
Yeah, but again, this is based upon the research that we did. And if it's flawed, it may be flawed, but I'm not doing it on purpose. That when women saw the World Trade Center collapse, they started thinking, look at that, that's what's going to happen to me. See that? The same thing will happen to my, the tatas or whatever you want to say. And so...
All right, I get what you're saying. You got a sign that says, "Don't let what happened to the World Trade Center happen to your breasts." That's offensive.
To men. It's offensive to men. I was attacked by a man.
Yeah, but you had a picture at the booth of the World Trade Center with a bra over it saying, "You may not be able to rebuild these, but you still got a chance to rebuild these," and a picture of a woman naked from the waist up, right?
That's right.
Do you understand that in light of what happened with the lives lost?
Well, what I had a picture of was her breasts, and the psychology and market research is not respected. I tell the women the truth about themselves, and their husbands go nuts. Now, I've been in the hospital for 2 weeks. I was thrown against two double metal doors. When I dove back in, my partner, Mr. Morgan, had broken off a bottle, was going after this guy. He was jumped from behind by two other guys. I grabbed this guy, Neaton, and then everything basically went black.
All right, our number is 1-800. What happened? Somebody tipped a kiosk?
There was a wristwatch kiosk nearby, and it was tipped over on me.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Robert Green, who is a You know, I want to resist the temptation to say that you are a commercial opportunist taking advantage of the tragedy of what happened on September the 11th.
I don't agree with that at all, sir. What I'm taking advantage of is the need on the part of women to look better, to feel better about themselves. I think what we did was if you want to call it insensitive, but did it warrant me having literally the crap kicked out of me? And this is not the first time. I've had business ideas in the past that have gotten a lot of people jealous and a lot of people angry at what I'm able to do. The message is clear. While men understand the political implications of 9/11, women are forever going to remember that day as the day they were hurtfully reminded that there are two other prominent things that are falling down. And that's the...
Their breasts.
Yes, sir.
Where was this research done?
This research was done by way of the Morgan Foundation. We did focus groups and research throughout the country over a two-week period, interviewing some 3,000 women.
And your research showed that these women were thinking about their breasts when the World Trade Center came down.
Subconsciously.
They were thinking...
No, but they were... subconsciously, they were thinking about their breasts when the World Trade Center came down.
They see the World Trade Center collapse, and they think, I need a new bra.
In the subconscious mind, that's what they're thinking. Before Mr. Neaton took it upon himself to start kicking, you know, the crap out of me, we had interest from women. We had...
Had you sold any of these brassieres?
We had women who were there interested. They were talking to us. I don't... Whether you want to say that it's a good product or bad, I didn't deserve to have the... Again, forgive my language, but I had the crap beat out of me by three guys and my partner... Because I'm trying to make a dollar.
Well, I'm not going to agree that you should be attacked. I am going to agree...
I mean, to me, that is not American.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's such a thing as fighting words. You call somebody a name, and that you better expect to have somebody beat the hell out of you.
I didn't call anybody any names.
No, but you got a sign that says, don't let what happened to the World Trade Center happen to your breasts. Then you got a picture of the World Trade Center with a brassiere over it. And then a picture of a woman nude from the waist up, and you're wearing firefighter uniforms.
That is absolutely right, because we wanted to make the connection, if it wasn't clear, between 9/11 and when what we were doing there, which is trying desperately to help women to feel better about themselves, look better. Again, I want to draw on my own experience. My marriage fell apart, and I was trying to climb back into the social game, and I took a young lady to Hawaii. And I had every reason to believe that she was built and was attractive. She took the top of her bikini off, and it was unattractive to the point where I had difficulty doing you-know-what.
Performing.
If you want to call it that.
You had difficulty to performing intimate relations with this woman because you didn't find her breasts attractive.
That is right. And again, this is something that helps both men and women. So... whether you agree with that or not, why do I get beat up?
Well, if I saw a guy with brassieres over the World Trade Center and all of that stuff, it would anger me.
Well, even on that day of tragedy, Katie Couric reporting the events live from New York that day, she kept saying, look at those things go down. And she was glancing at her own breasts. And
You can't say that.
We have videotape.
So what is your point? Why are you on our program?
My point is this. I want to be able to return to the Independent Trade Center. I want to be able to reset up the booth. I want to be able to sell the brassiere. We'll take down the sign that says, don't let what happened to the World Trade Center happen to your breasts. But we do want to keep the name Twin Towers for the brassiere.
So again, you want to continue to make the connection between the bra that you're selling and the two Twin Towers that went down.
I have that. I believe I have that right, because we want to capitalize... Well, you call it...
See, that's what I'm saying. You're capitalizing commercially.
Well, that's what you call it. But I have a right to make a tie-in.
Yeah, a tie-in between something that was a tragedy. We've been talking to a lot of guys like you over the last few days, people trying to capitalize on 9/11, and I want you to understand what it is you're doing to people who suffered, okay? People who had a loss, people who had a tragic personal experience.
All right, so what's wrong with me taking the tragedy of a woman's body falling after the age of 40 and lifting it back up again? We may not be able to rebuild the Twin Towers, but we can sure get a woman's, you know, get those things back up in the air. And it's not me making the connection of the towers, the breasts. Ask any woman out there. It's the women that make that connection.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, who was physically assaulted at a trade center, some kind of an independent trade conference in New York, after he had a booth selling what he called the Twin Towers brassiere. Don't let what happened to the Twin Towers happen to your breasts. So he made the point that most women are subconsciously connecting the falling of the trade tower, the World Trade Center, with the inevitable gravity that takes over the older they get with their breasts. So we could ask the women out there, did you, he said it's subconscious, so it may not be a conscious thing. Did you make a conscious connection? If not, are you aware of a subconscious connection between your body, advancing age, and the World Trade Center falling down? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me, Robert Green. You're in the hospital right now, too.
That is correct. I've been in the hospital since a week ago, Sunday.
You got another week to stay there, right?
Yeah.
You were beaten up at a trade conference because you were selling a brassiere called the Twin Towers and a sign that said, don't let what happened to the Twin Towers happen to your breasts. You're making the comment that most women connect the falling of the World Trade Center with the sagging of their bodies.
But they do it subconsciously. Women don't know they're doing it. But because most women don't understand and aren't really familiar with politics, they go to a place that they are familiar with. And that is beauty, makeup, fashion. And so when they saw the World Trade Center fall and they didn't quite understand the politics behind it, they immediately began thinking about, you know, their you want to call it their boobs dropping down or whatever. So we capitalize on that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the number. Here is Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Green, I'm surprised you're not in the psych ward for your views and ideas on what women think and feel. I think capitalize on the World Trade Center and make our coalition that we actually think it has to do with our breasts is absurd and crazy. Actually, I think that you probably are feeling a little Freudian about your testicles, and maybe you're just turning it on women when it's really you. You should try to
That's kind of classic, you know. Women
don't attack me
because you don't want to face
please.
The truth.
Why are you even?
Women don't understand.
Women. You're women, a man. Why
no, because we've
women?
Done. Because I'm a businessman and we've done focus groups.
So you're women, talking about money. You're not talking about women. You're
well,
I'm talking about
selling. I'm talking about selling a product. And the
it
product
has nothing to do with the tragedy of the World Trade Center.
You know as well as I do that
and
women don't understand politics.
And you need to see a strength. And if I ever saw your booth somewhere, I'd knock it on you too.
I don't think that being a female, you're going to do much damage to me.
I could do a lot of damage to you. I bring all my girls.
Every
to see
female
you.
Broadcaster had tears in her eyes as they reported the events of 9/11 because they realized what they were seeing in the towers.
How
they
do you
were
know
seeing
that?
Their own bodies.
What women have you ever talked to?
I just told
that
Mr. Henry
said
we
that
did.
To
I
you.
Just told Mr. Henry we did a focus group. We did research.
What, track addicts and junkies what kind of women?
People like you, and if you're a crack addict and a junkie,
so.
Then I suppose we, you know, if the shoe
and
fits,
wear it. Women like me are offended by what you are saying. We think that you're ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's a case
of
killing.
And we would never, ever buy your product.
That's a case of killing
ever.
The messenger rather than the message, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
but
before I got attacked,
we had a lot of women standing at the booth.
So you say you claim that you had interest from women at this trade show in your Twin Towers brassiere.
With all due respect to the lady, how close are your breasts to your belt?
Oh, they're practically on my belly button, but I sure
yeah, there you
didn't
go.
Think
all
about
right.
them.
And maybe you
know
what you
want
to think about is the man in your life and how offensive that may be to him.
I don't care about what he thinks about it, or I would never change my body for another person. It doesn't matter to me what you think.
Well, a lot of women care about, you know, grossing their husbands out. And
what was this grossing their husbands out?
They're not intelligent, and they're the same kind of women that you polled for your little invention here. They're not educated, caring, sensitive people.
You know, Dr. Laura, you know, it would be great to keep talking to you, but...
All right, you don't have to get sarcastic.
Well, she thinks she's some kind of a head shrinker. If your husband wanted flapjacks, he'd go to Denny's.
All right.
No, I'm serious.
Well, that's offensive.
I'm serious.
You
all right, thank you for your call.
I'm glad you're in the hospital. You're right where you need to be.
Yeah,
sir.
You sound like you got a couple of rocks in the socks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Green of... what is the name of your company, sir?
Basically, we have we're trying to ink the company right now, incorporate the company, but it's based upon a Sunrise Inventions model, and most of the inventions that we come up with are designed to help the modern, the current lifestyle of American women and men. But this idea did not come to me out of the blue. This came to me first when I went to Hawaii, and this girl that I was dating. You know,
you already told us she took off her top, and then you had a hard time performing.
That is correct.
Well, how do we know that this isn't just something that is a problem with you?
Before you go down the road where you're getting slanderous, Mr. Henry.
I'm not being slanderous. How do we know that this problem you had sexually performing with this woman wasn't just something unique to you?
The you know, because you can ask any woman that I've ever been with. I am dynamite in bed. And
you mentioned your marriage falling apart.
My marriage fell apart for a lot of different reasons. My wife was cheating on me.
Well, if you're dynamite in bed, I don't know why your wife is cheating on you. 1-800...
But can I be allowed to finish my point?
1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, finish your point.
The fact of the matter is that when those babies came out of her top, it was bad. And that's what I decided to do what I was going to do.
So, all right. Let me go over to Yvette. Yvette, go ahead.
Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got to tell you, you are one of the most shallow men I have ever heard. Any man...
I'm not the one buying the brassiere, ma'am.
Yes, you're shallow because you think that women think that that's all there is to them, is just their bodies. That's not the way it is at all. That's your eyes, your shallowness. You are the one that thinks that... just because someone doesn't have
In other words, I invested $20,000 of my money because I'm shallow. There's a demand for this product.
I understand why your first marriage fell apart.
All right,
it's very, very clear.
Do you know about politics?
Yes, I do know
you
about
do.
Politics.
All right, let me ask you a question. What's the name of the organization currently running Afghanistan?
And that's supposed to be...
You don't know. See, you don't know anything about...
I don't know.
And that's why women...
You don't know that I don't know. You're,
all right, well,
you're
tell
an
me.
Idiot.
Well, tell me.
Okay, let me ask you this.
No, wait a minute. I asked the question. You've got to answer my question. Who is the president of Afghanistan?
That's a stupid question.
No, it isn't. It's a political... Mr. Henry, do you know?
I know, but only because I work in a news organization.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Hamid Karzai.
Okay, see, he knew because he's a man and he's into politics. You're a woman and you're into fashion.
You're a fascist pig. I'm sorry.
Wait a second. I just proved it by asking you who the president of whatever it is. I don't know, Afghanistan.
I don't care who the president of Afghanistan.
Because you don't care about politics. You do care about fashion.
You don't know. It's not true. You don't know what I think.
I've asked you the question. You can't tell me.
I know what you think, though.
This
you think that just because a woman is...
I didn't know
what the woman is.
I'm
the woman is a
kind
of brain, and she has other part of her other than her body.
So when you saw the World Trade Center fall, you didn't go into the bathroom and take a peek?
You know what I did?
Come on.
Those women, newscasters that watch that, they had tears in their eyes.
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green with the Twin Towers Brawl. I'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Robert Greene. He's a businessman hospitalized after being attacked at a kiosk in New York. He was selling so-called Twin Towers brassieres. Now, you were beaten up by the husband of a woman to whom you'd made an offensive remark, right?
No, sir, I had not made an offensive remark.
Well, what was the remark?
I said to her, as I was selling these brassieres, they're designed to lift up the breasts in a way so as not to be the World Trade Center falling down.
And what was the remark you made to the woman?
I said to her, you look like you got some ground zero working there.
Meaning she was not all that well supported.
That the boobs were...
That she didn't have a lot of support.
Exactly. And so that's when he went after me.
I got to tell you, if I'm that woman's husband, I do the same thing.
Then you're breaking the law. You're breaking... Let me explain something, Mr. Henry. There's a law against assault and battery in this country. You're breaking the law. There is a law against assault and battery.
Well, it would be tempting to me to go after you if you said something to my wife like, looks like you got some ground zero working there. And didn't you throw in the word baby?
I don't recall.
Well, Mrs. Neaton, her name is Janet Neaton, said, you said, looks like you got some ground zero working there, baby.
Look, women don't know politics. When planes fly overhead, the first thing they think about, they instinctively go for their breasts.
Well, look, you know,
I can prove it. Who's the Secretary of Defense?
Donald Rumsfeld.
There isn't a woman out there know that. I asked that last lady who the president of Afghanistan. All they know is fashion and...
Well, that's such an antiquated notion. I don't know where to begin. Let me go back to Yvette here, and then we'll move on. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Yvette.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
This is still me, and I want to ask you, when those Twin Towers were falling down, is that what you were thinking about, women's breasts?
No, I was not. It was only
I was thinking about people that were dying horribly.
Yes, but subconsciously.
No,
again,
not
I use the word subconsciously. See, subconscious.
There's no way that anybody can tell me what I think of subconsciously.
No, you're right. But yes, subconsciously is
what
happens.
You're trying to do. You're saying that all women think subconsciously about the breasts, and they were worried about the people that were inside. See, now, men.
Yeah, they were worried consciously about the people inside, but subconsciously you're worried about those babies.
Women. The way that you say boobs, you don't even have a proper, you don't know anything about the anatomy, obviously.
And I meant to say breasts.
Wait a minute. You said your bras hold up the boobs, but and you said that woman in Hawaii had her boobs held up. Your words, the boobs. And
ma'am, I meant to say breasts.
She took the bra off, and you didn't like her anymore.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean to offend you, when a guy gets a look at that, he'd rather go have a good book.
Only guy that is shallow. Anyone that has any brain at all and looks at the woman, as a person, doesn't get turned off by that. Only a shallow man would.
Well,
and nobody really
you
cares
can attack
about a shallow
men.
Man.
You can attack men, but when you
I'm
see...
I'm not attacking men. I'm attacking you because you're an idiot.
When you see a plane
you
flying over
you deserve to get attacked.
Well, there's a law against assault and battery.
I know a law.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else.
With idiots like you, there shouldn't be.
I'll tell you this
much.
When a plane flies overhead, lady.
Good luck to you because you are an idiot, and you're going to need all the luck you can get.
Well, when a plane flies overhead, I keep my hands off of my breasts, if that's the word you want.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Margo on the Phil Hendry Show. Margo?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. The problem that I have with you, gentlemen, sir, whatever your name is
my
that...
My name is Robert Green.
If you are supposed to be an educated businessman, at least someone educated enough to know that he had to do focus group, you should have taken business ethics in your education to know that you have to be socially responsible. You can make all the push-up bras you want. You have that right. But you also have to be socially responsible in marketing your product. You
Agreed.
Should be smart enough to know.
I don't disagree with that.
You should be smart enough to know that the problem that America is having with this is that you're not being socially responsible. If we're in a culture and a society that makes us that teaches us to be socially responsible. That's what's going on. That's why they're attacking you. Right or wrong, they're attacking you, but that's why.
Well, all right,
because they
there's
know
where I got to disagree with
certain
you.
Certain things are just wrong. That's
what
why
am I
riots
doing,
happen.
What am I doing with that's socially irresponsible?
You're using a tragedy that happened in this country to market your product. Make your product. Have fun with your product. Do what you got to do. Make billions of dollars. But do not capitalize on a tragedy that's being socially irresponsible. And obviously, you're talking about women that don't have any education. Well, honey, you should have passed business ethics.
Look, social responsibility is not scaring children because they think that lady has two ferrets in her shirt. My idea came as the result of what women thought. I didn't think it up. They did.
No, you, but still,
they
well, fine.
Were thinking
you
about
got
their
this,
breasts.
This obviously distorted information, however you got it.
Well, now that's
you
your opinion.
Okay, let's for argument's sake say your information was accurate.
All right.
You, as a business person in America, you are supposed to be socially responsible enough to know not to capitalize on a tragedy in order to get personal gain.
I mean, we could go to these signs.
Right.
We could go to these signs you have in your kiosk. One of them said, "Help rebuild America, rebuild your breasts."
That's correct.
And you don't think that there's anything wrong with that?
Well, you see, you keep bringing it back to me. I'm not the one that went out and the ladies that they talked to said, you know, that really bugged me when I saw the World Trade Center come down because I realized I'm hitting 40.
Right.
They did.
You don't think that what you're doing is socially irresponsible.
How can it be socially irresponsible?
Make a push-up bra. Do what you have to do. This is the American way. You're supposed to want to be an entrepreneur. Go right ahead. But the thing is that you're being irresponsible.
Well, I'm trying
socially.
I'm trying to keep marriages together, keep people
no, you're
sexually
not.
Happy.
You're
I, my
not.
Marriage fell apart.
You're not.
My marriage
you,
fell
okay,
apart.
You keep talking about your
okay,
marriage
how
falling
can you
apart.
Keep, how can you keep someone's marriage together and you couldn't keep your own together?
Look at that. Now, can I just say something? Because a nurse just went by. She could raise my tower. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
No,
can we get back? You're in a
hospital to get better.
Yeah. Checking out nurses?
Okay, so in other words, I'm not allowed to do that.
No, I don't understand. Are you educated or are you just, I mean,
ma'am, I'm educated, but I, you know, I know what makes the world go
around. Why would you make such comments that don't make it, you're not making sense, sir. If you're really trying to market your product, you yourself have to make sense, and you're not making any sense.
What am I not saying? I saw
things that aren't making any sense. We're talking about your product, and you're talking about a nurse?
I saw
your product.
And she had a nice pair on her, and Mr. Henry doesn't want me to
know. What does that have to do with your product?
So you think it's socially irresponsible to sell a Twin Tower bra? All right, so...
No, we're talking about the nurse.
Then I won't sell
a
Pentagon
panties. What does that have to do with your product?
Wait a minute.
You're not showing yourself as a smart businessman right now, sir.
What are the Pentagon panties?
You're not showing yourself as very intelligent right now. I thought you were the king of intelligence. After you are a man, you're not being very intelligent right now.
I saw a hot nurse. I said, look at that. Boy, I could put my 747 in that hanger. But here's
will you talk to the woman that you're talking to on the air and forget about the nurses? You're in the hospital after having the hell kicked out of you by a guy who was offended by a remark. And what do you mean you're selling the Pentagon panties?
They're a pair of panties with a Pentagon on them.
And then you got a pair of men's underwear with an airplane on it.
You're not educated, are you, sir? You're just playing. You're not educated.
Ma'am,
you really are not.
The School of Hard Knocks, that's the school I went to. I've been a businessman
okay,
for the last 15 years.
What school did you go to?
And what is the underwear, hey, Bin Laden, you missed the hole? What's that about?
Okay, which question do I answer first? What school did I go to? I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
So you didn't go to college, all right. What high school did you go to?
You have no basis in which to say women are educated or not educated because you yourself are not educated.
Okay, who's the
president? And you certainly are not presenting yourself as an educated person right now.
Who's
so
the
I really...
Who's the Secretary of State?
Rumsfeld?
No, he's
Hello?
The Secretary of Defense. Secretary, see? This
oh,
is what
Colin
I'm saying.
Powell.
Saying.
Hello,
this
I just didn't hear
I'm
you.
Saying,
Colin
Sarah.
Powell. Colin
see,
Powell.
She didn't know. She didn't know.
She just said Colin
Hello,
Powell.
I just said
she
Colin
said
Powell.
Rumsfeld, which is a total wrong answer.
She said Powell. She didn't hear
I
you.
Said,
she said
look,
Powell.
Moron, I'm a pre-law major, you moron.
Yeah, I said Secretary of State, and you go, oh, Donald Rumsfeld. See, that
okay.
right away is stupid.
Secretary of State is Colin Powell.
Right.
Secretary of Defense is Rumsfeld.
Who else
do you want to know? Condoleezza Rice. Who else do you want to talk about?
Secretary of Agriculture.
Yeah.
No, you tell me who the Secretary of Agriculture is.
I know. Mo Green.
Mo Green, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mo Green was a character in The Godfather.
Thank you. You're a moron. You're an idiot. You're using, you obviously have no other way to any other marketing for your product
education.
But to do bad taste marketing. And this is why you will continue to get beat up and get used to the hospital because you're obviously going time you try and go and market
every
this
time
product.
Every time you try to sell a product, you'll get beaten up again.
Who's Mohammed Abububaba?
Who?
Mohammed Abu Bubaba.
There's no such guy. You're making the name up. What do you think of that?
Well, now
when it comes to intellect, sir, you're trying to challenge me intellectually, and you're losing.
So
you're coming up with nonsense.
Who's Mohammed Abu
Bubaba? You're coming up with nonsense.
No, ma'am.
You're making up names because you don't know the answer to any of these questions. Mo Green.
What's the main export of Uganda?
All right, thank you very much, Margo.
Oh, see, you're not going to make her answer that.
No, because you don't know the answer either.
I do know the main export of Uganda is black people. See, neither one of you people think. You don't think clearly.
The main export of Uganda is black people.
Right. They're leaving there all the time. Okay, how much wood could a woodchuck...
Get out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You're there?
Yeah, I'm right here. And I want to remind you, I'm laying in a hospital bed after being physically assaulted.
Yeah, after being physically assaulted because you said to some guy's wife she looked like she was hitting ground zero with her sagging breasts. 1-800-449-8686. Margo, go ahead.
Yeah, I hung up before he could tell me who the main exporter out of Uganda was.
I'm sorry?
I hung up before I could hear your answer to the main exporter from Uganda or whatever.
Can
you tell me who that was?
The main exporter? No, the question was what was the main export?
And what is that? I think I heard wrong.
I said black people.
Oh,
obviously,
okay. So,
yeah.
So black people, what exactly do you mean by that?
Because they're leaving there every day, it's bad there.
All right. Were you joking?
Because I just wanted to let him know that I am a black female. And I want to know exactly what he meant by that. And to keep in mind that in his market research, did he do any research on the percentage of black females that could possibly want to buy his product? And he's making, again, socially irresponsible comments. Like that as a businessman, and again, nurses, what percentage of nurses are female, and what percentage of them in the hospital you're laying in asking for care are black women? I think you need to check yourself.
Well, the one that I saw go by was black, and she was built like a brick house. I mean, I don't know what you're getting at.
Why would you make a stupid comment?
Well, can I ask you a question? When did you...
Black people are the main... What kind of stupid comment is that?
Did you leave Uganda? I'm not understanding.
No, she's an American. She's an American.
What does that have to do again with your product? You're again showing how much of a moron.
Here's what I was saying.
And how uneducated you are.
Wait a minute, ma'am. The people were saying that women know about politics, and I said no, they don't know as much as men do about politics.
So what black people were the main export out of Uganda?
You were trying to be a smartass, isn't that right, Mr. Green?
Export is a thing, you idiot.
Weren't you trying to be a smartass?
People are not things, so therefore they are not exports, you moron.
Mr. Henry, I'd like to remind you, you would know that, you moron. I had a kiosk dropped on me, and now I'm getting physically abused by your callers. So I'm laying
good.
In the house.
You need to be physically abused, and I hope you continue to get physically abused. And I hope you go to school,
ma'am,
and stop trying to put down women who you say are uneducated.
Right.
And meanwhile, you're going around calling people things.
Can I ask you a question?
Things are exports.
No, they're not. But
people
are
not exports. They emigrated. I got a book.
At
it. That's the correct word.
Emigrate. Exactly. Not export. Emigrate.
Okay. I got a book at home called National Geographic. They got black females there. And you could, I could put the Twin Tower bra on them.
See, there you go. Marketing
what
your
the
product.
Hell?
You don't have no education. Okay,
what?
You know, sir, I'm sorry
I don't
you
think
have to
you
keep
wanna,
talking to him.
I don't think
Good
you
luck.
Understand. Is your name Fargo?
Yeah, it is.
Margo.
Now you're deaf, too. You're deaf, too.
It's Fargo.
Margo.
You're a moron. I don't even know if you're for real. If this is for real, if this is some kind of joke, you need to stop it because it's not funny. And if this is for real,
let me
go
ask
back
a question.
To school.
Why were you laughing then if you didn't think it was funny?
What was funny? I'm not laughing.
I heard you laugh.
You see, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot.
You are. You're an idiot, Bob.
Well, if I'm an idiot, you're an idiot.
Why?
There you go. See,
because,
okay,
no, if
sir,
I'm an
sorry,
idiot,
you got to keep talking to him. But
I'm an idiot.
I just wanted to clarify.
If I'm an idiot, Bill Henry's
said,
an idiot.
And set him straight on what he said.
The number one export from Uganda is them masks that they paint up, the ones that you can buy and you can put them in your living room.
What masks?
The ones that they have when they go on the warpath.
Ones that who have when they go on what warpath?
When the Zulu attacked those British guys, they had, remember those Zulu masks?
The Zulu?
They are the number one export
of Uganda, yeah. Those
that is the number one. That is what the government of Uganda bases its economy on, those masks.
Yeah, well, Uganda
is. That what you're sitting here trying to tell the listening audience? Is that the educated information you're trying to tell?
Uganda's doing pretty good on those masks.
Well, then how come everybody's leaving?
Because the government is not giving them no rights.
Because the government's not giving them no rights.
Yeah.
See, you're just, you know what you're doing? All you're doing is trying to sucker people in right now to switch the subject because what you've made before was a stupid statement. You're just trying to change the subject away from the stupid comment that you made.
What comment did I make? I said
now you're
that
trying
you...
to ask me what comment you made. Now you have amnesia.
No, you're saying I gave you them one export. The other thing, they exported them lip plates.
You know, you're very good at talking.
You're a real jackass.
Maybe what you need to do is maybe write children's books to become Bozo the Clown. Entertain at children's parties, because obviously you're not an entrepreneur for any type of product to be sold to the general public.
I bet you keep the man in your
Bozo
life.
Bozo the Clown.
I bet you keep the man in your life on his toes.
That's as much sense that you make right now. Bozo the Clown.
So that's it. My whole life reduced to that, huh?
Yes.
The other thing they export from Uganda.
Let me be your talent agent right now.
All right.
Bozo the Clown would be most appropriate.
And the number three export from Uganda are cool cigarettes.
Listen, take your little jokes, these little jokes
yeah,
you're making now, and
exactly,
use them at children's parties.
Exactly.
I'm sure they'll go over very well.
Okay, Margo, that was me doing the voice of Bob Green.